is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Glad to have you here. A lot to cover today. You know, I want to start with where I started the program earlier. And that is with single-payer health care and what it really means and what it could really look like for you. And I say this to you as I direct your attention to Alfie Evans. Alfie Evans is a toddler from England, 23 months old. The doctors say he is terminally ill. And they won't let him leave the country. Even though his parents have been offered the opportunity to bring the little boy to Rome, to the Pope's hospital in Italy. They've offered Alfie Italian citizenship. They've got a plane standing by to take the child to the Vatican's hospital, and yet the UK says no. Alfie's doctors say he cannot be healed and shouldn't make the trip at all. They took away his ventilator yesterday. They said he would die within a few minutes. He didn't. He was breathing on his own for several hours, 8 hours, according to his parents. Now his mother giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation as his lips turn blue on occasion. So they're resuscitating. He's still alive some 36 hours later. The little boy's case, the subject of fierce concern for Catholics and Christians who are protesting outside the hospital, Alfie's army out there, being denied access, being denied the opportunity to send the little boy to Italy. The government thinks they know better. The government thinks they know better as to what's in this child's best interest. They know better what... They have taken the rights away from the child's parents to make medical decisions. A decision to take him to Italy, what difference would it make? The child has never been officially diagnosed. They believe it's a genetic disorder and degenerative, but they cannot say for sure. What we have here, in essence, you have a plane standing by, an air ambulance standing by on the tarmac, waiting to take the child to Rome, to Italy, where he can be a citizen, where he can be treated potentially. And his parents are being denied that chance because of universal, single-payer, government-controlled health care. There's no other way to look at this. When the liberals mock you or mock anybody when you say there'll be death panels, oh, that's not true. Of course it's true. It's about money. And because there's a very slim chance that this boy would ever recover, the money's not going to be spent. And the little boy is being sentenced to death by the government. Now, I can't say whether or not he would have recovered from this illness or this disease or this malady that he has, but neither can they. And the fact that the kid has a chance, an opportunity to go to Italy, to be an Italian citizen, even if it's for a few hours or a few days, and his parents want to do it. His father, meantime, Tim, both of his parents, by the way, in their 20s, I give them great credit. His father, Tim, battling in the courts. They're back in court today. Excuse me, his father's and his mother, Kate, they're battling in court. Now, she's staying with the child. He's going to court. But here's a statement from the British. The medical association there representing Alfie's doctors called his case heartbreaking for the parents and emotionally challenging. No kidding. for the nurses and doctors involved in treating and caring for him. Yes, I believe that. So I believe it's tougher on his parents. What do you think? I believe it's probably much tougher on his parents. They said they wouldn't discuss confidential details about Alfie's medical condition, but the British doctor's guidelines call for ending treatment if the treatment is unlikely to extend the child's life. Unlikely? Not certain that it won't work. It's unlikely. And you've got an offer to go to another country. You've got an offer to go elsewhere for treatment. If the British don't want to pay for it, the Italians will. And it's not the first time we've heard cases like this. It's outrageous. And it's the kind of thing that Bernie Sanders wants to bring here. Bernie Sanders and all the others that tout single-payer healthcare, that tout government control of healthcare, that say that government control of healthcare is good for you. It's not. Can you imagine being a parent? Being told that you have one last long shot, one last Hail Mary, if I may, to send your child to Rome, to the Vatican, to the hospital there. And the government says, no, it wouldn't work anyway. We're the government. A judge sitting on a bench says, no, it won't work. And a doctor said it wouldn't work. Socialists apparently don't believe in miracles. Communists don't believe in miracles, apparently. I do. I believe that prayer and faith can have dramatic impacts on the outcomes. It just depends on the circumstances. But to take this away from this child is inconceivable. It's reprehensible. And it's what they would have for you here in America. They being those on the far left. Those being people like Bernie Sanders, Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, Debbie Stabenow. These are the people that would have you have a single-payer system. A system where the government has more power over your health care than you do. More power over your children's health care than you do. That will dictate your choices based on charts and graphs and formulas and outcomes and money involved. Well, Mr. Gruber, I'm sorry, we just can't afford that. We just can't afford that for you. Sorry to say, it's just not going to work. It's too much money, and we're not sure it'll work anyway, so your health is less important than the bottom line. And they talk about insurance companies being greedy. Alfie Evans, say a prayer for that child today, for that child's family. Say a prayer, mean it. This is what's wrong with socialized medicine. This is what's wrong with government. It's a case study. The case of Alfie Evans, a terminally ill British child, told he's not allowed to seek any further treatment. That's the government for you. It's Wednesday, 14 after here on the program, brought to you in part this hour by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Tax season's over, but if it's not over for you and the IRS and the state of Michigan are still coming down hard on you, well, you need somebody like Fresh Start Tax Solutions and Chris McClatcher. Just get online, put in your Michigan area code, and then tax.com. It'll take you straight to Chris, a CPA, an attorney, a guy that knows how to get it done, and a Michigan guy you can trust. Tell him Steve sent you from the Steve Gruber Show.